Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Reaction Monday on Sports Radio 610. Brought to you by Coors Light. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, so We've laid it out. This was Lovie Smith's game. Lovie Smith gets an A-plus yesterday. Seth, we'll get into the offense in just a second. I tell you, David Culley, I'm going to go ahead and give a B-plus, A-minus to David Culley. You know, they get the win, which is obviously a big part of the grade. David Culley, look, if one part of the team is not functioning, if one part of the team is functioning as at low a level as the offense is, it's hard to give just a straight A to the head coach. Mm-hmm. But the parts for David Culley where most of his grade matters, one, the results of the game, he wins there. Two, the points in the game where he's making decisions that decide, high leverage decisions, challenges, going forward on fourth down, do we punt, do we kick a field goal? I can't think of a decision that he made in the game yesterday, and there were a few of them. I mean, this was a game that, especially once the second half rolled around, it was getting dicey in spots. I can't think of a single decision that Culley made in the game specific to, do we go for it, do we punt, do we challenge? I agreed with all of his decisions, and this is in a game where he lost on both of his challenges. I did not have a problem with either of those challenges. I didn't like that he didn't win either of them. But in the moment, I said, that's a good check. Even if he loses, I agree with the decision to challenge the Nico Collins incompletion that might have been a touchdown, because you could have gotten four extra points there, touchdown versus a field goal. And I agreed with the challenge on the spot of Danny Burkhead's 3rd-and-2 run that they spotted at a 4th-and-1. It looked to me like it was an easy first down on the TV feed. They ended up getting the first down anyways on fourth down, but I agreed with
you. Did you just combine Danny Amendola and Rex Burkhead?
What did I say?
You said Danny Burkhead.
Yeah, Rex Burkhead. I did. I combined them both. That's pretty racist of me, yeah.
So the one, I saw a lot of people say, why waste the challenge on that 4th-and-inches because you're going to get it anyway? To which my reply was, what? Like, but they're going to get it anyway.
You've been watching this team?
The running backs averaged, dude, like 1.5 yards per carry.
I got the numbers right here. I got the number. I took Terod's. Yeah. This is a good lead into the next thing we're going to talk about also. The running backs rushed. You take Terod Taylor's rushing out of the mix. The running backs ran 32 times for 55 yards yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. So less than 1.5 yards per carry, right?
Yeah, which is, it's fine. That, which is, you know, if it's a game where you throw the ball 60 times and you just abandon the run.
Less than 2 yards per carry.
55 divided by 32, 1.7 yards per carry. Yeah. Yeah.
So 1.7. I apologize, everybody. It was 1 point. I apologize to the Texans' offense. It was 1.7 yards per carry.
Jerk.
Wow, just incredible.
A-hole.
It seems like by the eyeball test, I would guess maybe a third of the runs were for either a stuff or no gain yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Feels like
so.
It.
No, it's not so guaranteed that you're gonna get it on 4th-and-inches.
Right.
And also, this is the other thing you got to remember. When the coaches are making this decision up in the booth, the people in the booth, they don't have anything more than we do at home. They're not allowed to have a DVR up in the booth or anything. And by the TV copy, it looked like Burkhead had gotten it.
Easily.
You know? So I think the guys up in the booth probably thought, yeah, it looks like he got it. I mean, that's what the announcers thought too, both watching it live and watching the replay. So, you know, without the benefit of DVR or anything like that, like on a pretty critical moment, I was A-OK with him taking that. You know, and the other, when it comes down to coaching decisions, look, I'll give Culley credit for out-coaching Vrabel. For one, I don't think the Titans were that prepared in this game. You can talk all you want about how they didn't have Derrick Henry. Texans don't have Derrick Henry either. Screw you.
Yeah.
And two, I think that in certain key moments, penalties, miscommunications by the Titans were really, really bad. And going forward on fourth down, the Titans were 2 for 4, and that was kind of critical in this game, where the Texans' offense just could not pee a drop in a lot of respects.
No.
The defense getting off the field on 2 out of those 4 fourth downs that they went for, it was good.
Every drive the Texans had after going up 19-0 was 3 plays long. Every single one. Now, one of them was a field goal drive set up by the Desmond King interception.
Yeah.
But their next 4 drives after going up 19-0, the offense didn't. And that goes into the grade for Tim Kelly and the offense, which, I mean, it has to be. It's not an F because you won the game and you didn't turn the ball over, but it ain't higher than a D. I mean, you've got big problems offensively right now.
Was that are we done with Philip Lindsay? Was the one carry for -3 yards, was that his swan
that might
song?
Be the, that might be the silver lining in all this. It would appear that that is the case, right? They get down, goal to go, they right after the Kamu Grugier-Hill interception, and it would appear that the conversation between Tim Kelly and David Culley went like this. David Culley saying, what's the worst play that we have in our playbook right now? And Tim Kelly said, probably a toss left to Philip Lindsay. And David Culley said, let's run that. Let's run that on this momentum-shifting interception by a linebacker.
And I know it looks – this is the problem where you can't deceive yourself with Philip Lindsay. At times it looks like he has no chance because the defense is just all over him. And that could have been blocked better on that play. But part of the reason that it looks like a blitz sometimes, it's because Philip Lindsay is so damn lackadaisical getting to the edge that it just gives every linebacker and every safety all the time in the world to zero in on him and get after it. And then I think by now they've got some pretty strong tendencies on Philip Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, they know that Tim Kelly knows that they know that Philip Lindsay's no good. Then it kind of it's put them in a bad spot. They just can't use Philip Lindsay anymore.
My hope is that, you know, they signed Royce Freeman off the street, and it's not great. Here's the thing, Seth. Dontrell Hilliard and Deontay Foreman were both Houston Texans within the last year and a half. Like, they were Deontay Foreman got cut by Bill O'Brien. Dontrell Hilliard, who looked pretty spry for the Titans yesterday, was in training camp this year with the Texans. He was in camp with the Texans this year. He's better than any of these guys they have.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to be negative about it. Like, one of our listeners earlier said, I think they knew we were being sarcastic. We pointed out that you and I were gushing praise over David Johnson for getting over 1 yard per carry in this game. Look, we know what it is. Yeah, the offense didn't do anything yesterday. Right. This was completely because the defense played so well. But that's where this team is. I'm not sitting here saying, wow, did you see that performance yesterday? Texans look like they're right on the brink of being one of the better teams in the AFC. No. I'm not saying that. It was a fun victory to watch in a year where I really don't care where they draft in the first round as long as it's in the top 5 or 10 or so. They've already pretty much sealed their draft position. At this point, I'm giving myself full license to just cheer for victories in close games.
Yep, absolutely. And the Jets come to town this week. Yeah, if you're someone who's looking to tank for the first pick in the draft, this is going to wind up, I think it's going to wind up being a bad couple weeks for you. With the win yesterday, and now the Texans are favored for the first time all year heading into a game against the Jets on Sunday. They're 3-point favorites at home against the Jets this Sunday. I think it's going to be a bad 7 or 8 days for you. We're getting some texts about this. As I was sitting here giving Culley credit, and I'll say, too, the other thing about the grade that I'm giving him, they looked ready to play yesterday. I mean, they just did. They looked like they were ready to go. This team does continue to play hard for David Culley, but we have multiple people on the text page, Seth, reminding us of a story that the broadcast crew told during the game. It was as Culley was making his challenge. I didn't realize that's the first time he's thrown the challenge flag all year in a game. Yeah. He had not challenged a play through the first 9 games of the year. This one says, Culley told the broadcast crew that he forgot his challenge flag for the first game.
Yeah. I think it was the Jaguars. He had left it in the office, and somebody had to go to go get it for him.
I'll give him a pass.
I'm glad they told that story in what would be a victory, because that's a classic kind where if Culley had had a bunch of flubs in this game like he did before, we would be I'm not. We'd be piling on him. I'm not like trying to hold myself above the fray or anything.
No,
we would just be crushing him. I did enjoy that they kind of made this into a David Culley themed broadcast because they had the little graphic where they were showing all his coaching stops. And Sean, it was like a tour through all of the sitcoms of the 70s and 80s.
As
you would look at his hairstyles and mustache or lack of mustache, height of his hair versus, you know, cut close to the head and everything. I felt it was a lot of fun going through that.
Dude, his mustache game was strong back in the day.
I know. He's a stud.
Dude, yeah. He was, man. And he's got that charm, that southern charm.
Yeah.
I bet Culley did well with the ladies back in the day. I tell you.
He went through, there was one that was actually like a welcome back Cotter phase where
a little
he looked
bit.
Like between the mustache and the hair.
He's got the Gabe Kaplan thing going on.
Yeah. There were it was great. I
wish they played the theme songs underneath it while they were doing that whole thing. That would have been great. Trip down memory lane. Someone asked, where is Scottie Phillips? He is injured. He's on injured reserve. That is why they signed Royce Freeman off the street. Someone else texts in, dude, Freeman lost out to Lindsey in Denver. Don't get your hopes too high. Here's the thing. Lindsey, that's true. And I don't profess to have sat down and crunched a bunch of Royce Freeman film through the years. I just feel like Philip Lindsay's running style might be literally the worst fit of any of the running backs in the NFL for whatever's going on with the Texans up front.
Yeah, like, it is. And there is a little bit of that, too. I mean, there's guys that are better in imperfect situations.
Yeah.
And I think that Philip Lindsay, if you're on a team that had awesome run blocking, like an offensive line that just blew holes wide open, you would fool yourself into thinking that Lindsay was a lot better than he is. Because I think Lindsay he's kind of a kamikaze. If he can get going straight ahead and he has a clear path and he doesn't really care about his body, he's just going to go like a bowling ball. And I think he'd be good in that situation. But for right now, they need guys that can just hit the hole hard, hit the line of scrimmage hard, not dance around in the backfield like David Johnson. And that's what Rex Burkhead is. It's not like Rex Burkhead is sending himself to the Pro Bowl with that performance yesterday. But in some respects, that's the best you're going to get out of this current crew. So just go ahead and, yeah, when you're – this is – I'll give – I guess I blame this on Tim Kelly. It's not like David Culley is calling this play. But when you're on your own one-yard line and you just got to get yourself some room to punt, I don't know why on earth you would ever hand it to David Johnson. You just can't trust him at this point. It's almost like it's flirting with, you know, like driving a car with no brakes on it.
Yeah, I don't know why you hand the ball to him, period, let alone down where you might give up 2 points if he gets stuffed in the backfield. It makes no sense. All right, there is one Texan. There's a few Texans, I think, coming out of the bye week, watching yesterday, feeling better about this guy, feeling better about that guy. There is one Texan I'm feeling a whole lot better about coming out of the bye week after yesterday. Tell you who it is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.